Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 1st of September. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear and then show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out the river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater reporters check in, and as always, we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon will be on the 6th of September. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does that mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. Now, don't worry about that because you still go fishing. You just have to put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. The Rise Fly Fishing Film Festival has just started in New Zealand. It will run from 28 August until the 2nd of October, and it will visit Auckland, Hamilton, Tauranga, Taupo, Hawke's Bay, Palmerston North, Wellington, Nelson, Christchurch, Dunedin, Gore and Arrowtown. For ticket information, you need to go to the website gin-clear.com. The Rod and Reel Tackle Store are running their annual Fly Fishing Showcase. It will be held in-store on Saturday, September 16. They will release all the new season's fishing gear. There will be fly tying demonstrations. Tackle suppliers will be on-site to answer questions. There will be guest speakers on fishing topics, and there will also be in-store deals to be had. It is free to attend. Saturday, September 16, Rod and Reel Newmarket. See you there. Now, the New Zealand fly fishing team has arrived in Slovakia. They will represent us in the World Fly Fishing Championships, which start on Thursday, the 7th of September. Good luck to the team, and we will keep you posted as results come through. Freshwater anglers eagerly anticipating the start of the new trout and salmon season can now get their tickets on, get their hands on a Fish and Game 2017-2018 licence. The new fishing season begins October 1. Just go to the website fishandgame.org.nz. Now there's some children's fishing days coming up on the Sunday the 10th of September. They will run one at the Trout Centre in Tūrangi and the other one at the Nongataha Hatchery in Rotorua. Now, these days are for children 6 to 14 years. All fishing gear is provided and bookings are essential. They get very, very busy. Now, if you want to go to Tūrangi Trout Centre on Sunday 10, go to email admin@troutcentre.com. admin@troutcentre.com. If you want to go to Nongataha Hatchery, just contact the Eastern Region Fish and Game on Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. Now, the Fish and Game magazine Real Life is out now. It is free and is sent to your inbox. To subscribe to Real Life, just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. Now, Real Life covers all freshwater fishing in New Zealand. Excellent articles as well, one of them written this month by our own Martin Langlands. Now, if you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact this Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Alright, let's look at some weather. Met Service weather, the Auckland Marine Forecast, the situation. A low northwest of the Chatham Islands extends a broad trough over the North Island and deepens as it moves towards the South Island today. Meanwhile, another low develops over the Tasman Sea, then moves slowly over the upper North Island from late Friday through to Sunday. A narrow ridge crosses the country on Monday. Forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours Saturday, easterly 15 knots, becoming southerly 15 knots around midday, rising to 20 knots in the evening, periods of rain. Manukau and Waitemata's on Sunday, southwest 20 knots, easing to 10 knots evening, showers gradually easing. Met Service Waikato, Saturday, cloudy. Showers turning to rain in the morning, then easing in the evening, southeasterlies. The Waikato region on Sunday, fine spells, but a few early and late showers, southerlies. Met Service Rotorua, Saturday, cloudy. Showers turning to rain in the morning with some heavy falls. Rain easing in the evening, southeasterlies. Sunday in Rotorua, showers gradually clearing, southerlies. If you're fishing the Taupo region, Saturday, cloudy. Showers turning to rain in the morning, then easing in the evening, southeasterlies. Sunday in Taupo, showers gradually clearing, southerlies. If you're over the hill in Taumanui, forecast for Saturday, cloudy. Showers turning to rain in the morning, then easing in the evening, southeasterlies. Taumanui on Sunday, fine spells, but a few early and late showers, southerlies. Now for our anglers in the South Island, Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, mostly cloudy, occasional rain, southerlies strong about the coast. Canterbury Plains on Sunday, cloudy periods, patchy drizzle, mainly about the foothills, southerlies. Thanks to Met Service for those reports, we do appreciate that. Now, let's look at some river levels. The Pūnu River is 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu. It's currently at 9.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 20 cumecs, dirty, too fast to fish. Mangatutu is closed for another month, remember that? The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahake Gorge between Pairoa and Waihee, is at 12.6 metres. It's flowing at 32 cumecs, way too fast to fish. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.54 of a metre. That's down on last week. The Mighty Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 76 metres and falling. It's flowing at 15 cumecs, still a bit fast to fish. Whakapapa River is still closed, remember that? Whanganui, measured at Puriaka, is at 22 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 34 cumecs. That's well down on last week. Enjoy the fishing. Remember, be very careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. Excellent websites, updated continuously. Well done. Okay, we're going to have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
Stop. flow like a cannon
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson.
An impatient woman, indeed.
Hello. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident. He's an expert angler, and Bert is live on air with us now. Good evening, Bert.
Good evening, Colin.
How are you? Well, what's going on in the background?
Oh, just lots of things happening in the background, but unfortunately nothing to do with fishing. It was quite an interesting week, though. We had 81 millimetres of rain over the Bay of Plenty region.
Yeah.
We had that caused Lake Rotorua to rise 160 millimetres, which is a significant amount of water.
Yes.
Now our channel is flying wide open. It's about 28 bathtubs per second, 28 cumex per second.
That's a lot of
water. And, of course, Lake Rotorua is still rising, so there's a lot of spring-fed water coming out and the residue of the rain we had. And that was 2 days ago when it finally finished. We had a few showers since then. Nothing too bad, but Karaka is way up and having problems there. And in fact, so much so, they've got a pump in there now to try and pump water out down through the outlet. So,
goodness,
yeah, we've had some rain.
And do you want the good news? Tomorrow, rain setting in during the morning, easing at night. Sunday, cloudy period, showers.
Yeah, that's right. What we need is more rain. You know, we've got the saying down here nowadays that it doesn't rain for more than half an hour into a drought season.
it's pretty rough.
Overall, the stream's obviously out and just barely coming right and then down. The next lot of rain comes in. With all that rain we've had over the winter and now, of course, first day of spring, and we've got more rain coming, they're going to be quite different from when the outlying streams open October 1.
Yes.
December 1, they may have settled down a bit for the three main ones in Rotorua, but in general, it's been quite interesting fishing. The O'Kerry Falls has been quite good. I got busted off on a really good fish there last Sunday and picked up a couple of nice looking fish as well. So there's still fish around, there's still fish coming in, but I don't know they're coming in any big numbers, but they're still around and it's still worthwhile getting out there and having a look. Target the smaller lakes, perhaps Rerifakaitu, Rotowahu's another good one this time of the year.
Mm.
And with a warm, wet spring coming, Rotowahu might be a really good place to be early in the season for smelting fish, or when they get the dragonfly hatches and your fish are right in there, right in close along the edges, and you can just cruise up the end of a weed bed and just cast across the top and pick up fish.
Okay. What sort of fly would you be using for that, bird?
Well, I've just been nymphs, big, bulky ones, but not a lot of weight in them, just enough to get down and just sort of drag it along the bottom across sandy bits.
Yes.
Back to where you are, or even if you're on the shore from the edge of the inner edge of the weed bed and just sort of jerk it back. Dragonflies are quite interesting. They can crawl quite well, but they also have a what I'd describe as a triple spurt. They suck water in and give three jets of water out through the gills that propels them forward in a three motion jerky movement. So you can get your fly to do that quite easily.
Okay, just very retrieved.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, I get you. Yeah, I understand. Now, just looking at your temperatures, the temperature's starting to rise up to 15 degrees, 16 degrees. It's getting warmer.
Yeah, it's certainly getting warmer, but it hasn't affected Lake Rotorua's water temperature yet. So, with all this fresh water coming in, it's keeping things down a bit. I haven't seen no movement on the scales at all. But it can't be too far away. The days are longer. The sun does come out every now and again. And when it does come out, I can tell you, it's quite hot down here, but quite humid with it. You get the old steam going from the ground and burn, takes off a lot more of the water so you can dump it back down on us again.
That's right. Now, your water table must be so high, it's going to take weeks and weeks to drain it, to lower down.
Oh, yeah, if we don't get too much more rain, we should better drop Lake Rarua through the Ahau Channel. The gates are wide open. I think, if I remember right, it was about 32 cubic through there at the moment. So, you know, there's quite a bit of water coming through, but there's not a lot of turbulence. And the fish, because there's no rafters on there and not a lot of kayakers for that matter, there's some really good fish spread out right through these things, so they're not in tight bands anymore.
Okay.
The other thing, too, of course, is white baiting. The white bait are been a few bit of movement up the streams and the Kaituna in particular, so it won't be long before we can start getting into using wet flies and stuff at the top end of the Kaituna. But of course, there's quite a few guys down here fly fishing at the Kaituna Cut. And of course, now the Makatu mouth again, because that's starting to move again, with extra water going in there. And they're getting some good kahawai and sea run browns as well.
All right. So, yeah, the fish don't get put off by the amount of water, but you may just have to change your tactics a little bit and still get out there and get amongst them.
Yeah, right. Well, I was reading about the in Houston, Texas, with all the flooding they had. I mean, what we've had is minuscule compared to what they got. But there was a guy walked into his house and was full of water, and he saw some movement there, so he had two attempts at grabbing it, and he got a fish in his living room. I mean, I haven't had that sort of luck yet, but I have heard of them up against the, you know, around the deck piles of a house on the Utahina when we had our first lot of flooding.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So, you know, they'll come in anywhere. So you can just about, there's places I'm sure that we can just fish from the window or from the deck and catch fish around here at the moment.
So all the lakes are, everything's up, and you say the rivers are pretty filthy with all the runoff.
Yeah, they're not looking good. Utahina was pretty bad today. Not high, but very discoloured. But just go to your black flies or your lime-bodied chartreuse-bodied grey ghost or something like that, and slow your retrieve down across and down, but not so much as straight across at least the maximum would be a 45-degree angle, and let it come across the current slowly and then bring it up upstream. But down at Akere Falls, of course, the water is quite clear.
Yes.
So you don't have that problem there, but there's certainly the smaller streams we do.
Okay. So make sure your flies are visible and give them time to be seen.
Yep, that's the one. And that's the secret, is giving them time to be seen.
Okay. Let them soak, as they say.
Yeah, yep, that's it.
Enough. All right. Anything else, Bert?
Well, that's about it. But if you're fishing across and down, and you've got yourself, and even on bigger rivers, it's not a bad thing if you're not hooking up on the bottom, just to let your fly sit there and just move in the current. That can be quite a very good way of enticing a fish to come up and grab a fly too.
Okay, yeah, don't be too hasty to pull it out.
Yeah, right.
All right, excellent, Bert. Thank you for that. Now, your contact details if people want to talk about fly fishing Rotorua.
Yeah, well, I'm on 027-289-6079. Just flick us a text or give us a call and we'll update you on what's happening and where.
All right, that's Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fishing, 027-289-6079 for the latest intel. Bert, we do appreciate that. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yep, I'll be here soon, mate. Thanks for that call.
Thank you, Bert. See ya. Cheers. Mr. Bert Robinson. And I mean that, and he means it too. You can text or ring him anytime, 027-289-6079. Ask him which way the wind's blowing. Is it raining? Is it dry? Are the lake levels up? Are they starting to drop? What fly to use? He's very happy to help. And that's why we talked to him. Well done, Bert. Okay, quick break, more fishing stuff.
I get along without you very well. Of course I do, except when soft rains fall and drip from leaves, then I recall the thrill of being sheltered in your arms. Of course I do. But I get along without you very well. I've forgotten you just like I should. Of course I have. Except to hear your name or someone's laugh. That is.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Turangi area, and Stella is an expert on fishing to rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. And Stella is live on air with us now. Good evening. How are you?
Hello. Good, thank you.
Good. Okay. Have you had a good week?
We've had a brilliant week, a really pleasant week, actually. Bit of rain, bit of sunshine, very little wind, but yes. Very productive.
Okay, just looking at your forecast for tomorrow, you've got rain setting in during the morning, easing at night. Sunday, a few showers, clearing in the afternoon. Monday is going to be very fine. So it's all looking pretty good.
I think we actually have had a much better week than what's been forecast. There's no doubt about that. Today was we definitely had rain showers with heavy showers this evening. But we've had the most amazing day. We've had a spectacularly sunny, bright day, which has been awesome. We've had a little bit of rain, quite a heavy rain shower, just like a thundery shower late 5:30-ish. But that looks as to me as if it's just cleared off again. So whether it'll move through and it'll clear quicker, I'm not sure. But just generally speaking, we've been very lucky. So that what rain we had this afternoon will give us a little bit of a tinge first thing in the morning with a little runoff. But apart from that, rivers are in perfect condition.
Okay, that's excellent news. Now, still lots of anglers around.
Unbelievable.
Good.
Just simply unreal. Perhaps we've had a little less pressure in the middle part of the river, middle part of the week, and also sort of middle part of the rivers as well. So therefore, people that have been fishing the middle and upper sections rather than the lower sections have said that there've been very few anglers. That's sort of Tuesday, Wednesday, but towards the end of the week, certainly there's really good numbers. A lot of South Island fishermen, a lot of fishermen that are in from overseas as well. So normally sort of August, September, you tend to find that there's quite a large number that come on a regular basis, some big groups. But some of them have been now twice this year, which is an indication of how good the fishery is in.
That's right. Well, everyone you meet is talking about it, possibly the best for 20, 25 years.
Yeah, I think it's certainly like the 90s. There's no doubt about it. We had, 2 or 3 years where it was spectacular. Mm-hmm. I think this one has been building up. So, and often, you've talked to me and I've talked to you and we've had our little discussions. The fishery is actually probably in, for the last 2 or 3 years, has increased in fish and size and numbers and all those sorts of things, but there just weren't the fishermen in the fishery. And a lot has to do with the economic situation. A lot has to do with the fact that people have moved away from fishing because of, commitments with children. And I think now a lot of us are through that, children away, either at university or your situation changes, you have more disposable income, and you go back to your hobbies that perhaps you did before. And one of those is obviously for lots of people the passion of fishing. And the fact that the fishery and the reports and all those sorts of things have been so positive, it's certainly brought a lot more people back into the fishery, so which is great, really, really good.
All right, excellent. Yeah, it is great. It's everyone benefits. Now, can we have a quick roundup of the rivers, the Tongariro, the Henimaiai, and so on?
Certainly. All the rivers have had volume this week, a little bit of additional rain, which has been the early part of the week when we had some extremely heavy rain in a very short period of time. Naturally brought all the rivers up and gave us a little bit of colour. That volume now has eked out and that colour has obviously cleared off. Today's probably been a little bit harder than on all the rivers today, but still significant numbers in comparison to what you'd normally expect. And as I said, fewer people. The Hini has had quite a bit of colour due to the fact that there's been a slip up towards the cliff, which tends to be moving, and a little bit of debris tends to be breaking off on quite a regular basis. So therefore, you may find that the river is quite clear, and with that slippage, you've had a little bit of debris falling into the river, and naturally the river's coloured, and people below that will have noticed that. But aside from that, there's still a tremendous number of fish. River mouth has been a little bit quieter, like all the mouths have been, which is probably normal to expect. The Waimarino, the Waitaka, the Tongariro, the TT, unbelievable, really. You know, there's just, there are so many fish right throughout the length and breadth of the rivers. In saying that, those most people are fishing. People coming to the cafe. In the lower reaches, you've tended to find that there's been a little bit more pressure, which is often what happens because naturally people tend to fish their feet. For those that have taken flight and fished the middle and the upper reaches of, especially the Tongariro, have found fewer people and good numbers of fish as well. With the variance in the river levels, it obviously changes the location of where those fish hold. And as a matter of course, that sometimes, you know, it's difficult to determine where they are and how to fish to them. But for those, it's been interesting tonight talking to a lot of the fishermen who are using wet lines, and in doing so they're able to canvass the bottom of the river and find out where those fish are. Because with the considerable amount of rain that we've had and the variance in the rivers, the shingle bottoms tend to move considerably, with a great deal of shingle moving at any one time. As soon as that river level drops, therein lies the shingle. So therefore, lots of those holes, which we may have known 2 weeks or 3 weeks previously, fill in, move, change, and so therefore, obviously, the lives change as well.
All right, yeah, you've got to be aware of that. You've got to be very careful when wading.
All those rivers have had volume this week, and yes, we've stressed to everyone to take particular care. It's just a surprising number of people that have said to us, you know, I've actually taken a swim today, and that is simply because they've been perhaps a little bit, they've been reticent to cross, but have gone in the end thinking that they'll be fine. But in actual fact, as you say, those rivers are, you have to be very, very cautious.
That's right, be very careful. Wading sticks a big advantage, isn't it?
Very much so. Interesting this week too, you know, we've had some significant runs of jacks followed by hens. So, you know, there's still really good numbers of fish that are actually physically moving. And there's been a real sort of, for the latter part of the week, with the rivers dropping and clearing a little bit, naturally most people have been using glow bugs, as you can well imagine, bright. And as the days moved on, or as the weeks moved on, something that's slightly lighter as the egg breaks down. But in saying that too, quite a lot of fish being caught on stick caddis, you know, pheasant tails and heron coppers as well, out in that clearer but still riffly water, so quieter water. So it is interesting to see what is happening. You know, it's just a matter of changing if you're not catching anything.
Okay, yeah, got to be adaptable.
Very much so.
That's right. Now, just once, before we go, the new season brought in some new regulations. Have you heard anything, the dock rangers, are they having trouble policing, or are people behaving themselves?
The dock rangers have been out and about, there's no doubt about it. And it was interesting, I did talk to one of them and actually viewed the questions that have been asked, which is relevant to the fishery, which is good. Most anglers are very happy, as you can imagine, with the changes. But if you think about the fact that we've now got a reduction in fish size and you've also got an elevation in the number of fish, so your bag limit to 6, most anglers are quite concerned about that, as you can well imagine, because that is not a necessary factor when you've got the conditions as they are at the present point in time. There's also always going to be a number of individuals that may perhaps take advantage of the fact that, you know, they will take 6 fish. I really still believe that if we're going to have a sustainable fishery, it's important that we catch, release, but take what we need to eat. There is absolutely no point in taking 6 fish for the sake of taking 6 fish. But the regulations say that you may, so you can. Significantly larger number of people who are carrying fish, whereas, you know, I've noticed, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, even the last 2 years, it was rare for you to see a person carrying a fish. People are perfectly entitled to, but in reality, there hasn't been the necessity. Now there are a significant number of fishermen or women that have come back into the fishery who haven't been here for a number of years, and who haven't been here because of the fact is that they have a perception that the fishery has not been in as good settle as it could be. Knowing now that it is, with the reports and the fact that they've been here and found that the fishing is good, are taking their 6 fish. Yeah. They are perfectly entitled to, but realistically, if you want to look after something, you've actually got to be, you've got to take the number of fish that you don't need to take 6 fish. You can take 1 or 2, I would say, but yeah, we want to actually preserve the fishery and keep it sustainable. So it is hard. But generally speaking, most anglers are more than happy, and certainly, the compliance officers are out on the water, which is a good thing.
It is good, yeah. Okay, so overall, it's all going, still going very, very well.
I think it's very, very positive. And it's been a long time coming, there's no doubt about that. I think we've all, those that live here who fish on a regular basis, have got a handle on the fact that, the fishery in the last 2 or 3 years has improved significantly. Mm. Many of us over the last 2 to 3 years have maintained the positive attitude of the condition of fish and the numbers and all those sorts of things relative to the cause. But there's been a lot of anglers perhaps that haven't been in the fishery over that period of time who chose not to fish, fished other fisheries which had slightly better reputations than, that's fish and game, which is what happens. And so therefore the fishery has been left alone somewhat and allowed to actually mature. And I think to some degree that's probably one of the factors which has actually improved or allowed the numbers of fish to propagate over that period of time. Mm-hmm. Now that it is widely known that the fishery is in good fettle, and which is great, it still means that we really, really do need to take care of it.
Okay. Oh, well, I agree, obviously. Now, just before we go, the Lake Taupo level, is that still high?
It's considerably higher than what we'd normally expect to be at this time of year, really. Okay. I mean, it's been high all winter, and it's been, for the last 14 or 15 months, the lake level has been really consistent. We're lucky that we're at the other end, which means that obviously the water can go downstream from that aspect, and we've had considerable rain like everybody else has, but we've been very fortuitous that we have a hydro system which allows, halting and releasing, which means that we haven't been subjected to what you'd call, any real flooding. We've had some near misses and we've had some flooding, but nothing, compared to what we could possibly have had. Yes. So, the lake level is certainly still high, and that's another little thing too. The lake is fishing superbly. So for those that have been out, the weather has been superb. We have had very little wind. What wind we have has been northerly or northeasterly. Lots of fish around the perimeter of the lake, which is to be expected as the air temperature warms. Quite a lot of activity, mayflies. It's very exciting, really.
It's all go, isn't it?
It is really, it's so exciting. I mean, you think to yourself, river mouths are probably a little harder. Naturally, you've got a high water table, so you've got a high lake level. And so therefore it is a little bit difficult to actually determine where those where the rips are moving. And they are quite staid at the moment without wind. And fishing inside river mouths, perfect. Rivers are absolutely fantastic. Lake edge is fantastic. And what have we got to look forward to? From here on in, we'll have some small some more snow, we'll have some cold snaps, we'll have rain. But, we certainly are getting spring-like days, which gives you an incredible amount of warmth as those rivers, drop and clear. We have Mayfair Hatch. Look, really, we're just so lucky. That's so exciting.
That's fantastic. That's right. Thank you, Stella. We do appreciate that. Now, your contact details, please.
0738 68 953, and we are here within reason, 7 days, 12 hours. And, look, more than happy to help if you need, because you've heard that there's been rain, and whether it's worth fishing, please just give us a call. We will be happy to what's happening.
All right, thank you, Stella Gordon at the store at Turangaita, 07-386-8953, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, 7 days a week. How good is that? Thank you, Stella. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a fantastic week. Take care.
Bye. Stella Gordon. Ring and ask about fly fishing, 07-386-8953. It's so easy. Thank you, Stella. Okay, quick break, and then more fishing stuff.
Chests reveal themselves like a crack in a wall. Starting small and grow in time. And we all seem to need the help of someone else to mend that shelf of too many books. Read me your favorite line. Papa went to other lands and he found someone who understands the ticking, the Western man's need to cry. He came back the other day, yeah, you know, some things in life may change and some things they stay the same. Like time, there's always time on my mind.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Okay, looks like we've just lost Martin. Okay, we'll carry on with that. I'll see if I can get Martin back.
Just give me time. Gents sit on the fence with their cap in hand, looking grand. They watch their city change. And children scream, or so it seems, louder than before, out of doors, into stores with bigger names.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, this is the third attempt to get hold of Martin Langlands in the South Island. Now, the reason we want to talk to Martin is that he is based in the South Island. He has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, a fishing guide. He writes articles for Real Life, the Fish and Game magazine. We talked about it at the top of the show. And when Martin's with a client, his aim is to be innovative, informative, friendly and professional. And they say of Martin Langlands, he only catches two types of fish, whoppers and big bastards.
I wish it was true.
Hello, Martin, how are you?
Hello, yeah, really good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, first of all, your article in Real Life, which came out yesterday and went to the inbox, very good article indeed about winter fishing.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, look, it was a spectacular winter down here in our lakes, so, and the rivers early on in May, June. So, you know, I just thought it was quite good just to recap that, just so people know that, you know, maybe for next year there's, you know, opportunities are out there.
Very good. And some lovely photography. Someone called Wayne Barnes with
the... Yeah, Wayne Barnes with his beautiful Waimakariri brown trout. Yeah, that was a spectacular day. One of the best fish we've ever seen from the Waimakariri. So, you know, it was a record breaker, that one.
Yeah, well done. Now, in the article, you sum up towards the end by saying, luck favours the well-prepared.
Yeah, look, it was a phrase I picked up years and years ago when I think in the late 80s. And, look, I think in terms of many things in life, and particularly fishing, I think it's particularly important and, you know, particularly result-producing. So, you know, with the new season coming up, yeah, it's like everything in life, I guess, Colin. You know, the more you put in, the more chance you get stuff back. So, you know, it's just that great time of year to make sure all your gear's in order, make sure your fly line's not too cracked, make sure the knot between your fly line and your packing is good. Yeah. You know, little things like that. Just do those double checks. That, you know, the gear level's one. Yeah. Obviously, fly tyers are frantic. I mean, you know, just through Facebook, I'm obviously in communication with a lot of fly tyers throughout New Zealand and the world. And, you know, most New Zealand fly tyers are filling up their boxes. You know, that's a big part of it. Think about the situations you'll be in, you know. We've got quite high water down here, so it's looking to me like October. You know, the start of the season is going to be higher water in a lot of the main rivers, so that usually means bigger nymphs, streamers, big indicators. So, you know, the fly box has a lot to being prepared. And then, you know, another layer is get on Google Earth, think about some places that you're going to go, and, you know, think about the plan A, plan B, plan C, And, you know, what I quite like to do at this time of year is make a wee list of some new places, some new things I'd like to try out and check out, new locations. Mm-hmm. And then once the season starts, you know, usually it rains and all the rivers flood and, you know, plan A doesn't work. So, you know, I think, it definitely does, you know, prefer the well-prepared. And the better you are prepared. Guiding is the omni for teaching you this. You know, you're just the better prepared you can be. And I guess fly fishing's interesting because you can't be fully prepared because it's fairly undescribed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the better prepared you are, usually, the better and more fertile, the more enjoyment you'll have.
That's right. And now's the time to do it before the new season starts.
Perfect time.
Correct. Well,
and a lot of great gear out there too. You know, look, you don't have to be the elitist, guy. You know, we don't need to go into brands. But, you know, from all schools, I mean, New Zealand's never been in a better position, in my opinion, you know, for a really good quality economy rods and reels and lines and then the mid and then to the upper. So, you know, excellent time.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I always maintain, Martin, I don't know if you agree, that you should spend most of your money on the bit that the fish sees. The good hook, quality tippet material, before you spend thousands on the reel. By the time the fish sees the reel, it doesn't care.
Yeah, very much so. Look, I mean, really interesting that, isn't it? I don't want to get into brands. They're all really good. But I just know that what I've found the last 4 or 5 years is some of the more economy rods and reel systems like the Reddington or like the Airflow, excellent, and perform really, really, really well. And you are right. I think you're far better making sure that your flies, if you buy them, are tied on really good hooks. So obviously, you know, just check out where you're buying them from. There's obviously a lot online that aren't really on such good hooks. Mm. Yeah, I've always thought good tippet to be really important. And, you know, again, that comes into different, you know, there's a lot of different brands on the market. We don't need to go into, you know, what I like. But just, you know, research that. I think tippet's important. But, yeah, look, it's not the rod. You know, it's certainly, you know, not the rod or reel that catches the fish. It's nice to have a good functioning reel. But what I'm really happy about and quite inspired about, as a sport, you used to have to spend a lot of money to get really good gear. That has changed.
Correct. The market is very competitive and it's all out there.
Really.
Excellent. Well, sorry, Martin, we've got to wrap it up there. Can we have all your contact details, please?
Yeah, sure. You can contact me at www.troutlands.com. That's my website. Or put in Martin Langlands, Langlands. Into Google and you'll find me. And, always welcome. Yeah, any contact? Season coming up, so we're all excited. More time next week, hopefully.
That's the one. Troutlands.com or Martin Langlands on Facebook. Have a look at his photography and his flies that he ties. And look for Real Life and the article he's written about winter fishing here.
Thank you very much. Good.
Martin, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend and we'll talk more soon.
Thank you, Martin.
See you. Bye.
Mr. Martin Langlands, have a look at Facebook and his article in Real Life, the Fishing Game magazine. Thank you, Martin. Okay, we're just coming up towards the end of the show. We have time for the fly fishing tip of the week. And, in fact, it's not a fly fishing tip of the week. It's a quote of the week. Quote, "There is a great truth in the saying that the best fly to use is the one you believe in." It's a quote by Hugh Fulk. I think that's very true. Well done, Hugh. Now, Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, we'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing and tight lines.